Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Bagby. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is called out on strikes. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive towards third. Tabor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Doerr, who tags Boudreaux, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Campbell. Finney reaches second base with a double. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Trosky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner bunts towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to third. Campbell moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trotsky scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Williams moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Mack fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tabor. Mack moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 0 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Mack applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Keltner scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabor moves to third. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Wilson now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tabor. Keltner moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Feller hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermuller pinch runs for Lou Finney. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ostermuller moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mack fields it, throws to Boudreau for one, and over to third, and they've got trapped. There's the throw to Hemsley, who tags Ostermuller for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.